And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki's Moment of Truth. Sometimes when you're disappointed in love, boys and girls, it takes a long time to get over it. Maybe 2-3 days even. At least I found that to be the case when I was jilted by Rosalie McClenahan. She's such a nice girl, so pretty. Why she would want to marry my friend Yuki Butcher, I don't know. But, as they say in France, c'est la guerre. Whatever that means. As today's chapter begins, Sparky and I are listening to the radio.
Really pretty music on this radio program, doesn't
it, Big John? Yes, he does, Sparky. It's very pretty.
It's sort of romantic, don't you think?
Yes, it's very romantic.
What's the matter, Big John? Don't you like the music?
Well, I tell you, if you don't mind, Sparky, I wish you'd turn the radio off. That song reminds me of Miss McClenahan. And that was her favorite song. They always played it when she and I ate at the Café Viennese.
Oh. Well, sure, I'll turn it off, Big John. There. Yeah, I guess you feel kind of bad because Miss McClenahan's going to marry Yuki, huh, Big John?
There's the doorbell, Sparky. Would you go see who it is, please, and save me a little trouble?
Boy, Big John sure does feel bad about losing out in his romance with Miss McClenahan. Oh, it's Mayor Plumfront. Hi, come on in, Mayor. Screen door's unlocked.
Well, howdy, lad. Hey, just thought I'd stop over and see how Buster's feeling today. Thought maybe it could use a little bit of cheering up there.
I'm sitting there in the living room. Sure does need cheering up.
Yeah, still feeling bad about Miss McClenahan getting married, is he, lad? Well, howdy, Buster. How you be today?
Oh, hello there, Mayor. Come on in and sit down.
All righty, don't mind if you do. Yeah, sure.
Boy, you got here just in time, Mayor. We really need some help around here.
How's that?
I don't, but Big John does. He's just feeling so bad. His busted-up romance just comes tumbling down around his ears. Just can't get over Rosalie McClenahan and Yuki Butcher going to get married.
Yeah, let's just forget about the whole thing, shall we? I mean, Yuki's going to marry Miss McClenahan, and that's that. But if you ask me, Yuki played a dirty trick on Big John going out and stealing Miss McClenahan away like that.
Oh, now, Mayor, don't talk like that. All's fair in love and war, and Miss McClenahan just happened to prefer Yuki to me, and that's that.
Well, I may as well tell you, Buster, all the fellers in our bowling club and the Limburger Cheese and Marinated Herring Lover Society of Cincinnati are talking. Yes, sirree, they're all saying Yuki done played a dirty trick on you.
Oh, now, Mayor, I can't allow the boys to talk about Yuki like that.
Well, they are, Buster. And I agree with them. Yes, sir, I agree with them.
Well, now, Mayor, I'm just going to have to show everyone that there are no hard feelings between Yuki and me. After all, Yuki's a mighty nice fellow. I like him very much, and I still consider him one of my very best friends in spite of everything that happened.
Oh, Big John, that's mighty sporty of you. Mighty, mighty nice.
I know what I'll do. I'll just give a bachelor party for Yuki. I mean, all the girls always have a shower for the bride. We'll have a shower for Yuki. Everybody has to bring a gift.
Well, now, ain't that nice? Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Who are you going to invite?
Why, I'm going to invite all of Yuki's friends. All the members of our bowling club and all the fellows of the Limburger Cheese and Marinated Herring Lover Society of Cincinnati. That's what I'll do, and I'll start inviting them right now. We'll make it a big surprise on Yuki. I'll just call all the boys now.
Hey, what do you think of that, lad? Sparky, what do you think of that? Ain't that mighty nice of Buster like that?
Boy, we're going to have a party.
Hey, Waldo, how are you? This is Big John. Hey, listen, Waldo, I'm figuring on having a surprise party, a bachelor party for Yuki Butch over here at my house, and I was just wondering if you could make it. That's right, Clarence. Okay, well, we'll be expecting you Saturday night. Yeah, don't forget to bring your zither. Okay, Claire. Come on. Well, Louie's bringing his block of steel, and Hammy said he'd get the new strings put on his banjo. Yes, and I asked Oswald to bring his ocarina. You bet we'll have all kinds of music. Oh, we'll have a great time. Okay, buddy boy, I'll see you Saturday night. Remember, it's a surprise on Yuki, so if you see him, don't say anything. Yeah, okay. Go on. Well, that's the last one on the list. Everybody in the bowling club and the Limburger Cheese and Marinated Herring Lover Society of Cincinnati invited. 48 fellas, plus you and me, Mayor, that makes an even 50. Oh, boy.
Ooh-wee, that's
going to
be some party.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say, it's really going to cost you something to buy a Limburger Cheese and Marinated Herring and everything else that goes along with a lunch like that for 50 fellas, Buster. Well, I thought I'd pass the hat after everyone gets here, Mayor. I know if everybody chips in a couple of dollars, that should just about cover it.
Ooh, it's going to be one of them there things, huh? Last time you had a party at your house, you made $15 on the deal.
I did not. I made about 10 and a half. What are you talking about? We answer the doorbell, Sparky, see who it is?
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, we're going to have a party. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a party. It's going to be fun, too. Oh, I'll bet all Yuki will be surprised. Oh, hi, Yuki.
Ah.
Come on in. The screen door's unlocked.
Yeah, fine. Well, how about you there, Sparky lad? What's doing interesting around the old place anyhow, hey?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Yuki. I think our Mayor Pump Fund is just sitting here in the living room.
Yeah, so I see. Howdy, fellas. How are they today?
Well, here comes the groom. Hi, Yuki. Come on in and sit down.
Yeah, don't mind if I do, Big John. It's comfortable here. fine.
Well, Yuki?
Yeah, well, Big John?
I suppose you'll be seeing a lot of Rosalie McClanahan between now and that wonderful day.
Well, as a matter of fact, now that we're going to get married, she's going to be pretty busy. I asked her for a date tonight, but she said she couldn't go out with me. I guess she'll be busy picking out her wedding dress and her going-away outfit and all the stuff like that there, and probably packing a lunch or something.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, these will be busy days for you and her. I suppose Saturday night you'll be seeing her.
No, as a matter of fact, I won't. She's doing something else Saturday night.
Hey, fine.
Oh, that's a fine.
Well, I was thinking maybe you'd like to come over here Saturday night. The mayor and I thought we'd play a little game of Parcheesi. Maybe you'd like to join us.
Oh, yeah, fine. Say, by the way, here's some mail for you. I met the mailman as I was coming in. He asked me to give you your mail. It's a mighty fancy envelope here.
Let's see. That looks like an invitation. Hey, this wouldn't be your wedding invitation, would it, Yuki?
I don't know. It does look like Rosalie McClanahan's handwriting on the envelope there, though, doesn't it? Guess that's why she wouldn't give me a date for last night. She was probably busy writing out all these here invitations. Open it up, Big John. I'm anxious to know when I'm getting married. She never did discuss the wedding date with me yet.
You're kidding. You mean you don't even know when you're getting married?
No.
Well, here, let me get this thing open. Take a look at this invitation. Yeah, this is her wedding invitation, all right. Listen, Mr. and Mrs. Hector Quinton McClanahan request your presence at the marriage of their daughter, Rosalie Josephine.
Rosalie Josephine?
Yeah, that's her middle name. She was named after her grandma on her mother's side, Josephine Shottlecotty. Continue there, Big John. See if you can find out when I'm getting married.
Request the presence, your presence at the marriage of their daughter, Rosalie Josephine, to Lieutenant Colonel John Chester Smithington III on Saturday, the 25th of the...
Lieutenant Colonel John Chester Smithington III?
Lieutenant Colonel John Chester Smithington III? Wait a minute. That's not my name. Besides, I ain't even a lieutenant colonel. Now, how'd that half-wit invitation printer make a half-wit mistake like that? Can't they get nothing straight?
Hey, wait a minute, Yuki. It seems to... Seems to me that Rosalie McClanahan's going to marry a lieutenant colonel named John Chester Smithington III. Wouldn't you ever get the idea she was marrying you?
Why, she said so that night I popped the question. I asked her if she'd marry me. She said, just as plain as day, I'm sorry, Yuki, but I already said yes. Hey, now, wait a minute. Why would she say she was sorry if she was marrying me?
Yeah. Looks like you just took it for granted that she meant she was marrying you.
Oh, me. No wonder you couldn't get a date with her, you dumb shoot. She was busy making plans for a wedding, but it wasn't your wedding. She was devoting all her time to her future groom. Oh, Yuki Butcher. What a dumb snoot. D-U-double-M-S-N-double-O snoot dumb snoot.
Oh, me. And I invited all the fellas, 50 of them, over for a surprise bachelor party on Yuki.
Oh, fine. I'm a bachelor. We'll have a party to celebrate me staying a bachelor. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, now, what do you think is the latest development? It turns out Rosalie McClanahan isn't going to marry Yuki either. She's getting married to a lieutenant colonel named John Chester Smithington III. Oh, Yuki just thought she was going to marry him. Well, if you ask me, kid, it looks like everything turned out just fine. And we're going to have a party celebrating Yuki staying a bachelor. Boy, will we ever have fun. Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.